He smokes three packs of Cools a day, taking deep-in-the-lung drags while on stage, and his guitars are notable for the black, lozenge-shaped burn marks that scar their lacquered wood finishes. Tonight, though, Baby Boy has been uncommonly focused, rarely removing lit cigarettes from where he customarily jams them, just above the nut of his 62 Telecaster, wedged under the three highest strings, smoldering slowly. So it is probably a tobacco itch that causes the singer to leap off stage the moment he plays his final note, flinging his bulk out the back door without a word to his band or anyone else. The bolt clicks behind him, but it is doubtful he notices. The 50th Cool of the day is lit before Baby Boy reaches the alley. He is sucking in mentholated smoke as he steps in and out of the disc of dirty light. The witness, such that he is certain that he caught a glimpse of Baby Boy's face in the light, and that the big man was sweating. If that's true, perhaps the perspiration had nothing to do with anxiety, but resulted from Baby Boy's obesity and the calories expended on his music. For 83 minutes he has been jumping and howling and swooning, caressing his guitar, bringing the crowd to a frenzy at set's end with a fiery, throat-ripping rendition of his signature song, a basic blues setup in the key of B-flat that witnesses the progression of Baby Boy's voice from inaudible mumble to an anguished wail. There's women that'll mess you. There's those that treat you nice. But I got me a woman with a heart as cold as ice. A cold heart. A cold, cold heart. My baby's hot, but she is cold. A cold heart. A cold, cold heart. My baby's murdering my soul. At this point, the details are unreliable. The witness is a hepatitis-stricken homeless man by the name of Linus Leopold Brophy, age 39 but looking 60, who has no interest in the blues or any other type of music, and who happens to be in the alley because he has been drinking Red Phoenix fortified wine all night, and the dumpster 5 yards east of the snake pit's back door provides shelter for him to sleep off his delirium tremens. Later, Brophy will consent to a blood alcohol test and will come up 0.24, 3 times the legal limit for driving, but, according to Brophy, barely buzzed. Brophy claims to have been drowsy but awake when the sound of the back door opening rouses him, and he sees a big man step out into the light and then fade to darkness. Brophy claims to recall the lit end of the man's cigarette glowing,
like Halloween, you know? Orange, shiny, real bright, know what I mean?